Hey, it's Lauren. Thank you so much for listening to The Afterlife. Enjoy the episode. This episode has been sponsored by my business, Lauren Grace Inspirations. I'm a business and life mentor, a workshop facilitator, a soul-led entrepreneur, and host of The Afterlife podcast. I'm passionate about supporting people like you through transformative courses, mentorship, and trainings so that you can live the life that you choose. I love all things time management and helping the people that I work with to master their mindset. I truly believe that life is a precious gift, and when we can learn to be at one with our thoughts, when we can learn to love ourselves, control and master our time, we really can live an extraordinary life. I have a whole bunch of free offers on my website, and I strongly encourage you to go and check them out. I'd love to keep in touch with you. You can find me over at Lauren Grace Inspirations on all the socials, as well as laurengraceinspirations.com. And I strongly encourage you to sign up for my newsletter. 2 times a month, at least, I send a positive newsletter that's all about helping you to live the best life possible. I always include a card of the day, a business or a strategy tip, and I also include a spiritual lesson. I would love to have you join me, and I'd love to join you on your journey. Thank you and enjoy the episode. Hi there, Lauren Grace here. I am a business and life mentor going live on TikTok, also going live over on YouTube and on Facebook. And I am just going to decline a couple of things. I'm answering any questions that you may have about spirituality and in business. And if you also want just a one card reading from me, let me know. I'm doing those now for you. I also want to encourage you that if you are somebody who wants to improve their mindset, if you want to say goodbye to self-doubt and say goodbye to the imposter syndrome, and you're ready to step into your more confident self right now, I would love for you to join me in my new challenge called Master Your Mindset. So you can find the link in the comments or the link in my bio. So today I wanted to talk about living life as an empath. And one of the reasons why I wanted to talk about empathy today is because I feel as though there are a lot of empaths out there who don't actually know that they are empathic. So when I talk about empath, what I mean is somebody who's sensitive to energy, somebody who is sensitive to feeling the energy of people and places and things around them. And very often we don't know that we're doing this as empaths. So I figured out that I was an empath only a couple of years ago, and it completely changed my life. And as the host of the podcast, the Afterlight podcast, I've been learning a lot about energy management and clearing my energy and understanding how to navigate life as a sensitive person. And one of the things that I really believe is that there are so many empaths out there, people who are sensitive to energy, people who often get anxiety and don't know why. And we don't really talk a lot about how to support, you know, people who are dealing with that, because I think there's sort of this interesting sort of idea that maybe we don't really know that it's true. So one of the things that I wanted to share with you is this concept, I guess, which is that when you are empathic, you are sensitive to the feelings of those that are around you. When you are empathic, you're sensitive to places. So you can like go into a room or you can go into a new place and you can feel the vibes of that place. You can feel whether or not something feels good there, or maybe something has gone on that's not very good. I remember one time I was staying in a hotel and I went to check in and I went to my room and I walked into the room and I just felt completely negative. Like there was all this negative energy that was in the room. I felt really upset and also really uncomfortable. And so what I did is I ended up going back to the front desk and saying, I cannot stay in this room. Now, I know now why, right? I'm empathic. I felt the energy that was in that room. you know, fast forward, I ended up doing a clearing on that room later, and a couple of souls went up to the light. But I did feel in that time, in that space, that something had transpired that just left this remnants of energy. And it was really interesting because the room itself was beautiful. There's nothing wrong with it. It was clean. It was stylish. It was spacious, but there was something about it that just didn't feel right. And so when you are an empath and when you are somebody who is sensitive to energy, it's very important to understand that we are absorbing the energy of the people and the places that we are connecting to all the time. And I've had people say to me before, oh, well, how can you do readings on Zoom, or how can you do readings over the phone? Or, you know, what I can even do is, let's say you want to have a reading today, you want like a one card reading, leave your question and I'll go ahead and answer that for you. And the reason for that is because I can tap into energy, because everything is energy. Even this pen here has a certain energy. This deck has a certain energy. You know, this deck is like a wise deck. It's a wisdom deck. It's the Queen of the Moon Oracle deck, which I absolutely love. And there's like this sort of beautiful feeling about it, this moody feeling that really connects to this deck. And so the thing is that when you're an empathic person, managing your energy and clearing your energy is really, really important to do. So there are a couple of tips and tricks that I'd like to give you today to assist you with clearing and cleansing your energy, if this is something that resonates with you. Because if you're somebody who is sensitive to energy, then chances are you may not know how, or you may not be regularly clearing your energy. And this is what I'd like to encourage you to start doing. So first of all, you can get essential oils. So I have my own essential oil here that I made. This is a mix of lavender, coconut oil, lavender essential oil, coconut oil, and also ylang ylang. And so I use that to clear and cleanse my energy all the time. So I just like literally put it on, or I might put it on my hands, and then you can rub your hands together and you can just kind of almost put your hands over your aura and sort of clear and cleanse that way. Another thing that you could do is actually get outside. And I know that for some people it's snowy where you are right now. For other people it's, you know, wet outside for us. But when you can walk around in bare feet, or you can actually just be in nature, that's a really powerful way of being able to clear and cleanse your energy as well. Another thing that I do is I tap into the angels and the spirits all around me all the time for that support, right? That high vibe energy, that high vibe support. And one of the angels that I work with a lot is beautiful Archangel Michael. And Archangel Michael is this really strong angel. He comes in with a really powerful blue, cobalt blue light. Whenever he's around me, I feel really protected and really safe. I very often, when I'm leaving my house, I'll ask him to surround my space and keep it safe and keep it secure. The other thing that Archangel Michael has is Archangel Michael has a giant sword. And so I call him in and I ask him to cut the cords of attachment. So what cords of attachment are basically like when we're engaging with different people, places, things, that there's these sort of energy strands, I guess you could say, that sometimes hook on to us. And so what we want to do is we want to be able to cut off those energy strands so that we're able to really remove any energy that doesn't belong to us and keep the energy that does belong to us. So it's removing and it's also keeping the energy that belongs to us. So when we call in Archangel Michael, Archangel Michael comes in, you say, hey, can you cut cords of attachment in the front, in the back, to the right, to the left, above and below. And then what I also do is I envision an explosion of white light energy coming out and everywhere all around me, clearing and cleansing the space. Now, another thing you could do, you could imagine in your third eye space here that there's like a white light that comes out, almost like a tornado, like a whirlpool, and it just goes and it spins and spins and spins all around you, removing anything that's not belonging to you and discarding that. Another thing that you can do is you can look at working with water. So the element of water is beautiful. It's really emotional. It's really intuitive. It's really healing. You can have baths. Baths are going to be really good for you to clear and cleanse your energy. Now, a big part about things that I'm talking about here is that energy clearing is a lot about intuition. It's a lot about intention, and it's a lot about trusting what you're needing, right? So when you're feeling inside, let's say, not really like yourself, maybe there's something going on in your life and you're kind of going, oh, I don't really feel like I'm acting like myself right now. clearing and cleansing your energy is probably the first thing that I would recommend that you do. So you can actually have a bath. You can go in. One of the things that I learned from one of my amazing guests on my show, the Afterlight Podcast, is that you actually can dunk 3 times in the water, really intentional about clearing and cleansing your energy. And then when you get up out of the bath, you sort of watch the water drain out, and you know that anything that doesn't belong to you, nothing that's high vibe is just going to, or everything that's not high vibe is just going to go ahead and go down the drain. I also encourage my clients and the people that I work with to go ahead and choose a color that they feel is maybe a light or really refreshing color. So if you're listening now, you know, what would be a beautiful color that you would imagine would be clearing and cleansing and energetic for you? So what would that look like? What color? So I see pinks, greens, blues. Yes. So there's no wrong color for you. It's just about intuitively knowing what's going to be right for you. So for me, when I'm thinking of an energy color, clearing color, I think of a couple different ones, honestly, but light green, light blue. I also really like working with gold. Christine, you said yellow. Yes, that's awesome. So there's never going to be a wrong color. So when you imagine this color coming in from the top of the shower head and flowing through your body and clearing and cleansing you out, that's a really powerful way as well of clearing energy. The other thing that you can do is if you're not in the not able to have a shower and a bath and you're just not feeling yourself, is to go wash your hands. I often wash my hands with cold water, or I even take salt and sprinkle salt on my hands and wash my hands that way. Salt is really purifying. So salt will really help and clear and cleanse your energy. So what I'd like to do now is, if you want a little one card reading, I'd love to do that for you. Just let me know you're keen on that, and I'll go ahead and do a reading for you. I'd also like to encourage you, if you haven't already, to check out my Master Your Mindset, a 21-day challenge to a more confident you. Every single day, you're going to get a new training. You get a 50-page full-color workbook. You get access for 30 days. What you do is you go to my website, you pay $37 USD, you get access to the course, everything right away, so you can really go at your own pace, or you can go every single day with a new lesson. I'm going to email you every day with your new training. You get access to an audio download from me, which you can't get anywhere else, by the way. You follow the prompts, you follow the techniques that I give you every single day. And let me tell you, when you start this challenge to when you end this challenge, you will not recognize yourself. You're going to feel so empowered. You're going to understand how to nurture your mind, how to replace your thoughts, how to quiet your mind, how to do an inventory of the people that you spend your time with and go, are these people making me feel good or not? You're going to understand even more how to clear and cleanse your energy, the importance of decluttering your space, how to let go, how to let the past go, how to stop worrying and move into your future self right now. So I want to strongly encourage you to go ahead and join me. And if you've got any questions as to whether or not it's right for you, please let me know. All right. So Christine, I'll do a one card for you. Let's see what we get here. All right. I'm actually going to use this map card because I feel like there's like an adventure, journey, or new start coming for you. So let's just sort of see what we can get from that. I'm also over on TikTok. So if y'all want anything, thank you so much for being here. Just let me know if you want the answer to your question and I'll do it completely free. Okay, Christine, let's see. We're going to do just one card for you. I am dealing with a little bit of a cough at the moment, but I'm really drawn to my throat space when I'm working with your energy. So when I'm working with your energy, throat space is blue. It's right here. So I don't know whether or not there's a communication thing happening for you, whether or not there's something going on where like you're not saying your truth, or you're kind of maybe afraid. I get afraid of maybe speaking up. Sometimes what happens when we want to move into a new direction, we kind of don't want to tell people because we're nervous of how they're going to react. But one of the things that I know is this, is that life is precious. Life is precious and time is promised to nobody. And so what we have to do is we have to start practicing and becoming who we want to be now. So in my program, for example, Master Your Mindset, I encourage you to start to get clear on who is it that you want to be? Who is it that you want to be? And how can you start showing up like that person right now? So a big part about communication is slowly and surely in practicing speaking your truth. Is understanding that, you know what, those who mind don't matter and those who matter don't mind. And I just got to say the things that I need to say. And you can do that with love and you can do that with integrity, you know? And I think a big part about what happens sometimes is that we have these ideas or we make these assumptions about things that are going on or the way that people are going to respond to us. And when we go, actually, you know what, these are just assumptions. They may not be the truth at all. I'm just going to say what I need to say. I'm going to do it with kindness, and I'm going to do it with love, and I'm going to do it with compassion. I had this moment a little while ago where I was like, and I feel emotional talking about it, which is so funny, but I was dealing with something. I can't even remember what it was. I was spiraling about something. I was worrying about something. And then I said to myself, I'm going to see the situation through the eyes of love. I'm going to see the situation through the eyes of love. I'm going to see the situation through the eyes of love. And I literally felt this shift. It was like I wore these goggles for a second, you know? You know those rose-colored goggles people often talk about? I feel like I was wearing them. And I'm looking around and I'm going, wow, all of a sudden, I actually am seeing the situation a completely different way. And you know what happened? From my right shoulder all the way up to the top of my head, I got this buzz and this fuzz, like this static feeling. It felt like, you know, when you rub your hands together, or like you're near a balloon and like you can make your hair staticky. It felt like that. The static feeling from the right side up to my head was so intense. And it was only on the right side. Right side, by the way, masculine energy. Okay. But I was like, whoa. And that was complete confirmation for me that seeing through the eyes of love will not only change me in the situation, but will actually change the situation itself as well. And one of the super cool things about this is when we can go, you know what? I am not going to allow fear to get in my way of me living my best life. I am not going to allow worry and what ifs to stop me from showing up as the person that I am now. Because I know that I'm here to do something else. And I know that if I'm stuck and I'm small and I'm living in this self-doubt negative world, that I'm never going to be able to shine my light. And so what we need to do is remember that we have the power to change the way that we're looking at situations. That we can go, you know what? I'm going to look at this situation through the eyes of love, with the eyes of compassion and understanding. Working with Archangel Jophiel. Jophiel is such a beautiful high vibe angel. You can invite her in to come in and go, help me see the situation with beauty. Help me see the positivity within this. And there's never a wrong way of doing that. Literally, when I said, I'm going to see through the eyes of love, I'm going to see through the eyes of love. That's what I did. I didn't do any invocation, or I didn't have any like essential oil, and I didn't have any like of my sage or any of that. Like I didn't do any of that. I just went, this is my intention, is to see the situation differently with love. And then it happened. And these are things that sometimes take practice, of course. And that's why in my challenge, for example, I get you to go every single day building on your skill set. So you become stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. But I think what we need to remember is that we're all really doing the best that we can. And when we are speaking our truth and we were being who we are, we allow those around us to shine their light as brightly as well. Because when we are the change we want to see in the world, we unconsciously give permission for the people around us to do that too. And that's what's so awesome about that. Okay, I know Christine, you're like, girl, that was a weird tangent. Where's my card? Okay, I've got your card. If you're following me on TikTok, thank you. If you want a card, let me know. Just put your name there and say, thank you. You don't have to say thank you, but that would be nice. Just let me know if you want a little one card. I'm just doing one card mini readings today. Okay, Christine, we talked about communication. Practicing speaking your truth is going to be important. Maybe looking at opportunities. I get that. To maybe do some chanting. There's meditations where you can chant even the I am or there's a whole bunch of different ones. I'm not even going to pretend right now because I'm not an expert in the chanting meditations, although I have done them before and they've been very, very powerful. So that's a really nice way of getting started. Your card is slow and steady. This is card number 12. This is a beautiful card. It's from one of my favorite decks, which is the Enchanted Map Oracle here with Colette Baron Reed. So this card is slow and steady. So what we see here is we see this woman and she's almost like emerging from this snail, right? We see a lot of greens here. Greens really demonstrate healing. We also see yellows. It's funny, you were talking about yellow earlier and we were talking about a cleansing color for yourself. Yellow is also bravery. It's solar plexus. It's about stepping in and being brave and being courageous. So I feel like for you, there's a lot of growth that's really happening right now. And I feel like you're really stepping into your power and you're being brave. I get that. I feel like spirit wants to acknowledge all the work that you've been doing up to now. So I don't know if you've been making some decisions or you've been taking some steps or you have been working on your communication, but I feel like there needs to be an acknowledgement of the work that you've been doing. So well done. I feel like clapping. I feel like a celebration and putting a party in your honor. I don't know if there's someone in spirit here that's wanting to talk about there's some kind of like celebration or some kind of, I want to talk about balloons though. There's like balloons being here. I want to talk about a cake, which really gives me the idea of like a birthday, but with the balloons, it seems like it's young. So yeah, I'd love to know whether or not that makes sense for you. Now, what we see here as well is we see this woman and she's kind of putting her hands on her chest. She's got a mask. So the mask always lets me know that maybe there's something sort of coming through that she needs to like reveal. Okay. She's also has her hands on her chest. So her hands on her chest is a lot of nurturing self. It's a lot about coming back and like supporting herself. I remember when I did this interview with Layla Taylor on my show, the Afterlight podcast, we were talking a lot about compassion and love. And I was like, well, how do you become nice to yourself? You know, when you're negative or you want to, you know, punish yourself for making mistakes, like how do you do that? And she was talking about acknowledging where you're at. You know, like maybe you say something that you wish you hadn't said, but maybe you've also had a really long day and you just need a minute and you didn't have a nap or you haven't eaten or, you know, I'm not saying there's excuses necessarily for saying certain things, but it's like being compassionate that you're doing the best that you can. And when you know better, you do better. And we're just operating at the level of consciousness that we're at. We can't expect to do anything better than that. And if you're anything like me, sometimes what my brain does is my brain wants to bring up things that happened 15, 20, 25 years ago and go, remember when you did that? And it's like, that's not helpful. And so what I need to continue to remind myself is not only seeing through the eyes of love, it's hearing through the eyes of love, it's speaking through. I can't speak through the eyes of love or hear through the eyes of love, but you know what I'm saying? It's all about being compassionate and kind with ourselves on the journey and doing the best we can. And this card here for you, Christine, is a lot about going within and taking that time to nurture yourself and show up for yourself, no matter where you're at. All right. I hope that was helpful for you. You said, yeah, a lot of decisions. Yeah, it's exciting. What if everything works out? I love that. Mel Robbins, you know, I was listening to a lot of Mel Robbins stuff. Oh, so you said my business's first birthday is on the 26th of March. Very cool. Yes, that makes sense about the acknowledgement, right? They want to say, look at all the things that you've done so far. Congratulations on that. TikTok. If you want a one card reading, please let me know. I'm going to go to TikTok now for the next reading, but I'll only give you a moment there because I know you guys kind of jump on. So I'll just give you a second. Oh, got a couple of cards flailing about here. And thank you as well if you're showing up for me over on Facebook, over on YouTube. All right. So no one on TikTok has asked for a card yet. So I'm just going to go ahead to my people here on Facebook. So Chris M, are you here? Can you please let me know if you are on and I will pull a one card for you. I'm just going to tune into your energy as well. Really want to talk about the heart space when I'm connecting with your energy. So I don't know if there's some kind of a relationship thing that's sort of going on here, but it's like matters of the heart. I'm hearing matters of the heart. Yeah. So when I'm drawn to this as well, I'm also drawn and feeling like my throat is sort of sore. I really need to cough. So there could be a communication thing that's sort of happening. Matters of the heart, Chris. So if you want to let me know whether or not that's resonating with you, I really feel like I want to cough and I'm trying not to because I know it'll hurt your ears. So let's see what we get here. I am going to choose a card for you from the Queen of the Moon Oracle because I feel like it's a deep card. I feel like for you right now, it's a lot about going within. I almost want to talk about sort of being in a transitional period. Maybe there's like a hibernation. Maybe there's an opportunity here for you right now to do some, almost like some healing, but some exploring as well. Okay. We just had this card just throughout. It's discernment. I love this card. Discernment is beautiful. Discernment is all about really kind of understanding for yourself, is this truth? Is this not? You know, is this for me? Is this not? It's really a lot about going within. What we see here as well is we see card number 10. Card number 10 is a one. One plus zero is a one. One is all new beginnings, new start, new journey. So when we see this card here, I'm hearing that it's like about as above, so below. So there's really talking almost about cycles here. We also see this woman and she's holding the sun and she's talking a lot, or the feeling here is a lot about kind of nurturing. It's almost like I get that alchemy. So what I want to talk about is I want to talk about alchemy. Alchemy in terms of like understanding your magic, understanding your passion. Now, when we see this card as well, there's like sort of a clouding over her third eye. So it may be worth it to do a little bit of clearing and cleansing of your energy. Even just kind of like massaging the third eye here is really going to help to just sort of open that up. You find you'll get a lot of clarity from that as well. So this is a lot about looking at the situation that's involved and then discerning for you what's truth. So sometimes what I do when I'm trying to figure that out is I'll go, okay, what makes me feel good? You know, what if I make this decision? How do I feel? What if I make this other decision? How do I feel? Sometimes they're very similar, but sometimes you'll notice that one of the situations makes you feel a little bit lighter. Okay. So this situation for you is a lot about discerning. It's about discerning. And it's also about making sure you're not making assumptions. It's about understanding that going within is really going to give you that sort of that guidance and that clarity that you're looking for. And also, if you're not sure about your next step, don't do anything for a while. Just wait. You'll get more information. And then when you're ready and you feel empowered, then you can move forward. I'm going to pull one more card for you though. So this is talking about the unexpected. We've got card number 43 here. Four plus three is a seven. Seven for me is all about, there we go. It's all about connecting with our higher self, connecting with our purpose. This is also about the unexpected. We've got blue moon here, and I love that. Blue for me is about throat. We were already talking about that. It's also working with the angel, Archangel Michael's energy. Moon is a lot about going deep, going within, going intuitive, almost like looking into the parts of ourselves that remain hidden, maybe those shadow sides that we want to bring into the light, we want to love and nurture. And then we also see the unexpected here. So this is kind of letting you know that there are miracles that are around you right now. It's all about like stepping in and knowing that there's this like magical opportunity that's showing up for you. So what is it that you want? Expect the unexpected. One of the things that I do is I say to myself, okay, I want to attract something today so miraculous. In fact, that I know that I created it. And I don't say what it's going to be. I put it up to spirit and I go, just show me this miraculous thing. Show me what it's all about, you know? And I'm going to know that I was a co-creator in that. So I hope that you found that helpful, Chris. Seems to me like there's some decisions that you need to make. Just discern what you feel is truthful for you. Back yourself. Give yourself permission to change your mind if you ever want to. And just remember, when you feel good, that's very often going to be a yes for you. And then expect the unexpected. And we see two women here in this picture. So there could be a lot of feminine energy here. Could also be a partnership that somebody's supporting you. But it seems to me there's also like an opportunity for growth of two people working and moving forward into this together. So that's going to be really lovely for you. So I hope that you found that was helpful. Thank you. All right. If you are on YouTube, on Facebook, on TikTok, and you want a reading, I'm going to do one more reading now. Well, I'm actually going to answer a question. I've had a few questions. So what is the most profound spiritual insight or realization you've had? That's a difficult question. Okay, so one of the things that I always remember thinking, like when I was a teenager, I remember I saw James Van Praagh on Oprah's What Would Have Happened, I'm assuming here. And I remember learning that we don't die. And I remember thinking to myself how incredible that was. And that truly for me was one of the most spiritual, profound things that's ever happened to me. Understanding that we just shape shift into, you know, a new way of being, that we don't actually pass, that we don't actually die. And so that was really a powerful insight for me that really opened up this whole new world of opportunity that I was then kind of, I've been in ever since, I guess you could say. Okay. Guiding principles. Do you have any guiding principles that shape your spiritual journey? Yes. My guiding principles, I guess, or my values are about integrity, about honesty, about, you know, reminding myself that I'm doing the best that I can. I think too, it's like, you know, when we're here, we can be really hard on ourselves. We can be really unkind sometimes. And I think that if we just continue to remember, like I was talking about earlier, that we're doing the best that we can and that that's perfect, is sort of giving ourselves grace to figure this out. So for me, I really notice whether or not something is true for me or not. I really trust myself and my own inner guidance to get me where I need to go. I know without a doubt that I know the answers to what's right for me. And you know the answers to what's right for you. Remember, the journey ahead is yours to shape, yeah? Run things through your filter. Make sure you're listening to your own inner guidance and your own inner truth. And that's something that I really pay attention to, is I go, you know what? I don't second guess myself very often. If I second guess myself or I'm spiraling about something, it's because it's a mental thing and I haven't grounded enough. But when I'm really switched on and I'm connected, I know for sure what is right for me. And I listen to that guidance. Do I have a favorite spiritual practice or ritual? I love lighting a candle. So I always have candles that are on right now. I love working with my decks. I sage and I cleanse my energy. I work a lot with essential oils all the time. I talk to the angels every day. I pray. I meditate. Those are some of the things I do. I don't do all these things necessarily every day. I do them when I feel like I want to. And I trust that I know what's right for me when I go to do that. But I talk to the fairies when I'm in my yard. I notice faces and everything. Those are small little things that I absolutely love. You know, it's not necessarily spiritual practice, but it's kind of noticing and acknowledging the things that we have around us. I think that's really important. So that's some of the things that I do. Christine Marie said, is there a training you can do relating to Archangel Angel Guides? I will actually send you, let me just see if I can bring it up. I'll just have a quick little look. So I did a episode with Sunny Dawn on my show. And Sunny Dawn Johnston, and she did an amazing episode with me where she actually taught you how to work with the archangels. So she actually gave you a practice on working with the archangels. So I'll just send you a link, Christine, to that episode. There, it's in the chat there. So if you go ahead and you check that out, that might have been actually the mini episode. I'm not sure if I can bring it up right now real fast here. Let me see. I'm just going to quickly see if I can bring it up. Yeah. So here's an exercise on invoking the archangels. I'll send it to you now. I actually have it on YouTube, but it's an audio. So I'll just send that to you in the chat there. So you can check out my YouTube channel as well. And that basically gets you to go through every day, like working with different angels. But in my program, Master Your Mindset, I have a couple of days on energy, but we don't work with the angels in that particular training. Okay, cool. So I'm going to do one more card. This is just a general card. So if you are watching, then this is the card that's for you. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to choose this. And the card is Blossoming Flower Moon, card number 33, Ascended Masters. I love that. It's also a lot about creativity, could be about pregnancy. So in this particular card, we see this woman and she's playing the violin, which is a lot about music. It's a lot about movements, a lot about creativity and inspiration. She's also surrounded by flowers, which is a lot about reminding us to get out there in nature, to get out there and spend time in the environment that we're in. It's also a lot about creativity. And we see that because we've got the double 33. Three for me is always about creativity. It's also about working with the Ascended Masters. So is there a master that you can start to look at to get some guidance from? You know, you can actually go and meditate with these masters if you ever want to. Just meditate or go and do some deep breathing and then invite one of them to join you. When we see here the concept of blossoming, this is a lot about us really stepping into who we are becoming. And this is the thing, is that when we intend to become who we've always meant to be, who we know that we're here to be, we're going to start to do that. Every single decision that you make is taking you either towards the person that you want to become or is taking you away from that. So you have an opportunity all the time with every decision that you make, whether or not this is taking you and supporting you in the direction of where you want to go or not. So this card here with blossoming, it's about growth. It's about growing and showing up as your future self now. There's also so many colors within this. So it's like about the vibrancy and it's about the magic. It's about the wonder all around us. Sometimes we're so blindsided that we forget to look around us for everything. I'm in my kitchen yesterday and I was doing my dishes and I look out and I see this beautiful fairy face hidden in one of the tree branches. And I was like, oh, there you are. You know, and how cool is that? And we miss those moments when we're not present. We're not here in the now and we're not paying attention. And when we can give ourselves the permission to blossom, give ourselves the permission to become who we came here to be, look at all the color and beauty around us, then we really start to step into our power. We start to step into the people that we want to become. And so this card is a real indication of that. So yes, so that's my live today. Thank you so much for being on. Thank you for listening. Please join me over at Lauren Grace Inspirations for my 21 day challenge. I know I keep banging on about it, but it's so good. And I just love to share it with you. So TikTok, thank you so much for having me. Thank you, Facebook. Thank you, Christine and Kim. And Kim and sorry and Chris and sorry if I didn't get to you today. But I want to thank you very much for being here and for all of your support. And I promise I will be back again very soon. Okay, see ya.
Hi, thanks so much for listening to the episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please leave us a review where you listen to your podcast and share it with your friends. Thank you. New episodes every Thursday.